Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. روى لنا الإمام الترمذي والإمام ابن خزيمة والإمام ابن ماجة بسند حسن أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومرضت الجن وأغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناد يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله غتقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة. It is narrated that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the beginning, when the first night of the month of Ramadan approaches, all the devils and the inspirations of the jinn are put in chains. And all of the doors of the fire are closed, so there isn't a single door open. And all of the doors of the jinnah are open, so there isn't a single door closed. And the call is proclaimed. A call is proclaimed, O seeker of good and righteous deeds, أقبل. This is your shahr. This is your month. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِّ أَقْصِرْ. And O seeker of evil deeds, stay in your place or move away, for this is not your month. وَلِلَّهِ غُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ. And on this night, Allah shall release people from the fire. Those who were destined to do evil deeds, Allah shall not make them from the people of the fire. وَذَٰلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَةٍ. And this shall be on every night in the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar ya ibad Allah. And what is greater than the statements of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he climbed his minbar in al-Madinah al-Munawwara. And as he climbed the first step, قَالَ آمِين. ثُمَّ ارْتَقَى الثَّانِي. Climbed the second step and said آمِين. And the third step and said آمِين. And then he turned to his Sahaba in his khutbah and he said, Atani Jibreel. Jibreel came to me when I was climbing the minbar. وَقَالَ لِي. And he said to me, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَان وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهْ فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ فَقُلْتُ آمِين. Jibreel made a dua, ya عباد الله. He said, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and does not earn Allah's forgiveness, may Allah distance him. فَالرَّسُولُ يَقُولُ آمِينَ. Testifying to him. And on the second step, Jibreel said, وَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ وَالِدَيْهِ أَوْ أَحَدَهُمَا وَدَخَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ فَقُلْتُ آمِينَ. And whoever finds both of his parents or one of them alive in their old age, and still, because he was not good in treating them, entered the fire, may Allah distance him. And the Rasul said, Ameen. And the third, whoever من ذكرت عنده ولم يصلي عليه صلى الله عليه وسلم فأبعده الله قال آمين. And whoever you are remembered in front of him, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he does not send peace and blessings to you, may he be distanced by Allah. And the Rasul said, Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I begin with our topic today, I wish to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fast, and to accept our salah, and to accept our month of Ramadan, and to accept our taraweeh, and our ruku' and our sujood in it. Allahumma ameen. Mawdu'na al-yawm ya ahibati fillah. كيف نكتسب مغفرة الله في شهر رمضان. How can we earn the forgiveness of Allah in this month of Ramadan? And there can only be one answer. Only one answer.
باتباع النبي المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Following precisely and exactly the sunnah of the Rasul in his month of Ramadan. حال النبي. How did he worship Allah سبحانه وتعالى? And we will focus on two points. اتباع النبي. اتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العمل الصالح. Following his righteous action. How did he worship Allah in the month of Ramadan? ثانيا. اتباع النبي بترك المعاصي. Following the Rasul by abandoning the evil deeds. So let us begin with the first of these points. And we will begin by saying الصيام. Fasting. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us how to perfect our fast. Allah has written and made fard upon the ummah al-fast. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. O ye who believe, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. It has been prescribed upon you to fast. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. As it was written on those before you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you will, so that you may reach taqwa, the consciousness and the fear of Allah. But let us see how the Rasul perfected the الصِّيَامُ. How he ordered us to perfect it. قال مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. رواه الشيخين بخاري ومسلم. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, but not just fast, with إيمان واحتسابا and with احتساب accountability upon Allah, then any deed he has done before will be forgiven. الإمام ابن حجر العسقلاني explains this to us in Fath al-Bari by saying, what is إيمان, what is إحسان? Ay, that he believes that he shall be fully rewarded by Allah for his qiyam. Talibam al-ajr, hoping for Allah's reward and striving for it. So you would not just fast and say, if Allah wishes, he will give me. You must be striving to get more and more reward in the month of Ramadan. La liqasdin akhar, not fasting for any other reason than the pleasure of Allah. So you would not fast in the month of Ramadan and say, it is for my health. You would not fast in the month of Ramadan and say, I will save money. You will not also fast in the month of Ramadan to show off to other people. Ar-riya. And this is why Allah has counted as-siyam as the only action that he shall give its reward without a limit. For your fasting today, ya ibad Allah, Allah may reward you as much as he wishes. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل عمل ابن آدم له الحسنة بعشرة أمثالها إلى 700 ذبح. All the worship of the children of Adam, they shall be given each good deed the amount of 10 or to 700. So for praying, Allah may give you 700 حسنة. Allah said in the hadith al-Qudsi, إِلَّا الصَّوْمِ except for fasting, إِنَّهُ لِي. It is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ and I shall give it fitting reward. Why? يَدَعُ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْرِي. Because the person will leave off his lust and his food and his drink for me. Singling out only Allah with ikhlas, only for Allah. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ and therefore I shall give him his reward that he deserves. لِلطَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, you have two joys. One in this dunya and one in the akhirah. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطَارِهِ. Happiness when he breaks his fast and eats. And he is allowed to come near his wife. And also الإمام النووي says, the believer, the true mu'min, يَفْرَحُ بِعَمَلِهِ الصَّالِحِ. The true believer says, Alhamdulillah, he is in a state of happiness for having completed his fast. وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. And also when he meets Allah. When he will stand in front of the Jannah and all of its doors shall open for me and you, insha'Allah ta'ala. And the door of Ar-Rayyan, a reserved door, just for those who used to fast, it will be opened. No one else but those who fasted shall enter from Bab Ar-Rayyan. And you will enter in the Jannah and you will feel strange. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. What no eye, his eye has never seen the light. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. And he has never heard this joy. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And nothing a human being can ever imagine what is in the Jannah. This will be your reward, Ya Abdullah. But it is not befitting the Muslim to fast by day and leave at night. What do we do at night? Let us look to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Qiyam, praying at night. And this is something you would do in Ramadan and other, but he would make special efforts in Ramadan. We see Allah says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. These souls of belief, their sides do not wish to lay on the bed. They wake up standing in prayer, invoking upon their Lord from fear and hope in Him. And from what He has given them in wealth and bounty, they give in Allah's path. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيٌ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And they do not know, or they cannot comprehend the reward that they shall receive for having done these sinful deeds. Let us listen to the Rasul where he made, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reward of salah equal to the reward of fast. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. The same hadith as before, but whoever stands up in prayer with iman and accountability, all his evil deeds shall be forgiven. And let us look at what Aisha described the Rasul by saying, لَا تَدَى قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ. He orders us, never leave praying at night. فَإِنَّ الرَّسُولَ كَانَ لَا يَدَى. For the Rasul never left it. كَانَ إِذَا مَرِضَ أَوْ كَسَلَ صَلَّى قَاعِدًا. If he was sick or tired, he would pray sitting down, Ya Abdullah. Rasulullah would pray sitting down, knowing the blessings of Salah, especially in the night. And in between these two worships of Salah, giving from the wealth, from your earnings that Allah has bestowed upon you as a benefit and as a blessing to those other than you. This is why the Rasul كان يقول في رمضان أفضل الصدقة صدقة في رمضان. The most honorable, the most blessed, the most rewarded, the most accepted sadaqah, charity to give, is a sadaqah in Ramadan. Is a sadaqah in the month of Ramadan. What is an example of a sadaqah? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من أفطر صائما فإنه فمن أفطر صائما له أجر الصائم من غير أنه لا ينقص من أجر الصائم شيئا. رواه النسائي وهو صحيح. Whoever gives food for a person to break his food with, he will get the same reward as the person who is fasting. While the fasting person shall not lose any reward at all. This is why we see Abdullah ibn Umar. He would give all of his food to someone else to break his fast with, while he was fasting. So he would accept double the thawab. And from the stories of the Sahaba, that if no one came to their house to eat with them, they would take their food and come to the masjid, hoping for the thawab, taliban min ajr, seeking Allah's reward in the month of Ramadan. And let us not forget the recitation of the Quran. Shahr al-Quran, the month of the Quran, ya ibad Allah. Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The month of Ramadan is the month that the Qur'an was first revealed. In the Qur'an is huda, but not just general huda. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى. But it is a proof to you of its guidance. وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Allow me to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. This is why Jibreel alayhi salam would descend to the Rasul every Ramadan and sit down with him and recite with him the Quran. And in the Rasul's final year of life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel came to him twice to recite with him the Quran. And it is important for us to understand that the recitation of the Quran is to be fluid and as quickly as possible. The hadith that says you should not recite the Quran in less than 3 nights is held back in the month of Ramadan. And this is the qawl that most of the a'imma have said. For we see and we have asked from the shuyukh the same question. They said you are to recite the Quran as much as possible in the month of Ramadan. And I asked, what is the proof? And they said, the action of the sahaba and the tabi'een. Uthman ibn Affan, Amir al-Mu'mineen, would recite the whole Quran in one raka'ah in the month of Ramadan. One raka'ah, ya ibadallah. One raka'ah. An Imam al-Shafi'i would recite the whole Quran 60 times in other than salah, in other than al-Tarawih and Qiyam and Tahajjud. الإمام أبو حنيفة الإمام الأعظم النعمان بن بشير رحمه الله, a man came to him and he said, how quickly do you finish the Quran? He said, do you mean every day or every week? He told him every day. He told him, do you mean finish the Quran in the daytime or at night? He told him, I mean at night. He told him, do you mean while I am reading or while I am praying? This is how much they used to recite the Quran في شهر رمضان. And also, Al-Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, their stories are similar in the same. The reason is they know the great blessing of the Qur'an. And it's important in the month of Ramadan. And also, never let your tongue be dry or be idle from dhikrullah. The remembrance of Allah. It is silahul al-mu'min, the weapon of the believer. The remembrance of Allah, and from a dhikr is a dua, supplicating and invoking Allah. وَالدُعَاءُ نَوْعَانٌ. Dua is of two types, كَمَا شَرَحَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامُ ابْنُ تَيْمِيَةَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. One type of dua, دُعَاءُ السَّلَامُ, praising and honoring Allah. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is dua. وَدُعَاءُ السُّؤَالُ, asking Allah, worshipping Allah by asking Him. This is also dua. For the Rasul has said, الدُعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the worship. Everything you do involves asking and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must know that in this month of Ramadan, your dua is accepted. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, ثلاث الناس رد دعوتهم, الصائم حتى يفطر, والإمام العادل والمظلوم. The dua of three people is always accepted and never rejected by Allah. The fasting person until he breaks his fast. And I ask you by Allah to never forget us in your dua. Never to forget us in your dua before you break your fast. And an Imam العادل, a just and righteous Imam. And also المظلوم, the wronged and the oppressed. And never forget to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا شهر التوبة, the month of forgiveness. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with istighfar to forgive your evil deeds. Something that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always constantly doing, although Allah has forgiven what he has done and what he would have done. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says in the Hadith al-Bukhari, I repent and ask Allah for forgiveness every day 100 times. مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. And this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the tawbah to be accepted by Allah, there are three requirements. That you stop committing the evil deeds. النَّدَمُ عَلَى فِعْلِهَا. That you repent and regret. Sincere regret that you have committed in the first place. And finally, that تَعَذُمْ أَلَّا تَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. Make sincere intention never to return to this evil sin once again. And these are the words that we leave you with before Jilsatul Istiraha. And when I stand up, we will continue with our second and final point, which is following the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم also in leaving off the evil deeds. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله وحده, والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده, محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Following the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم's example in abandoning all evil deeds. And this is something whatever we will say today is something that you should do in Ramadan and other than Ramadan. Something you do in Ramadan and other than Ramadan. First, never leave a salah. والله يا عباد الله, I meet people and they say, Alhamdulillah, I am fasting. And you ask them about the salah, sometimes I forget, ya akhi. Sometimes I am busy. Sometimes I don't have the time. Ya Abdullah, How can you be in a state of abstaining from food and drink when you yourself are abstaining from the sujood to Allah Rabbul Alameen? How can you say that your fast is complete when you are not worshipping Allah the worship that He is most deserving of you? Also, control your tongue. From the control that you should have in your tongue, never lie. Al-Kadhib, never lie. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكَ وَالْكَذِبِ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Never lie, the Rasul said. For lying leads to deviancy and disobeying Allah. And disobeying Allah shall lead you into the fire. And the hadith is a great affront. And we know from the characteristics of the munafiqeen, the hypocrite, is إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks, he lies. When he speaks, he lies, from the evil characteristics that will take away from the completeness of your siyam and your fast. Also, al-ghibah. Backbiting. Speaking about other people in a way they would hate. And I would not be wrong if I said speaking about ulama, or speaking about imam, or masajid, or community. People making ghibah about this imam, or that person, or this sister, or that brother. Knowing that Allah has said in the Quran, وَلَا يَسْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدَكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Allah says, and do not perform ghibah, do not backbite. Would any of you like to eat his brother's flesh after his death? فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ, you would hate it. And knowing what ghibah is important, the Rasul said, هِيَ ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. It is to mention your brother in a way, in his absence, in a way that he would hate. And the Sahaba said, what if what I'm saying is true? He is such and such and such and such. And this masjid is such and such and such. What if what I'm saying is true? The Rasul said, إِن كَانَ فِيهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْتَ. If you're truthful, you are making ghibah. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ فَقَدْ بَحَثْتَ. And if you are lying about him, then you are performing buhtan, which is an evil form of slander and lying. And also in the hadith is narrated by Muslim. Also, an-namima, which is causing two people to fight one another, transmitting نقل الكلام بين الناس على جهة الإفساد, taking words from one person to another to make this person hate, making people fall into fighting one another. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يدخل الجنة نمام. The person who makes namima shall not enter the Jannah. رواه مسلم. And also قول الزور والعمل به. Statements of falsehood and acting upon it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. The person who does not leave off speaking statements of falsehood and acting on statements of falsehood, then Allah has no use for him in leaving his food or his drink. How are you fasting, Ya Abdullah, if you are always speaking falsehood? And I urge my sisters to cover themselves. To cover themselves and beautify themselves with al-hijab. Especially in the month of Ramadan. If you are going to come to the masjid to pray Salat al-Tarawih, how can you come with your hair uncovered? Wearing makeup? Perfumes? How can you be seeking Allah's forgiveness in this blessed month of Ramadan? Have haya. Have humility in the sight of Allah if you do not have it in the sight of people. Fear Allah, the fear that He deserves of you. And wallahi, I am saying this from my heart. It is not something that I am saying out of emotion. It is something from my love for you, Ya Ukhta al-Islam. Shield yourself from the sight of people in the dunya, so that Allah may shield you from the fire in the akhirah. It is for my love for you, Ya Ukhta al-Islam. Also, finally, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to us with al-Islam complete from all of its ends. You cannot add and you cannot remove. Al-yawma أكملت لكم دينكم. Allah says, on this day, 1400 some odd years ago, I have completed for you your religion. You cannot add a new worship, a new dua, a new salah, a new way of doing things. Al-Quran, what Sunnah, understanding them the way the Sahaba and the Tabi'een understood it. This is the way we worship Allah, following the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Yawma Akmantu Lakum Deenakum. Why can you not add or decrease? Wa Akmantu Alaykum Ni'mati. Because Allah said after it, and I have completed my favor upon you. It is complete. You cannot add, you cannot detract. Sunnah is Sunnah. Bid'ah is Bid'ah. Islam is Islam. Iman is Iman. And Ihsan is Ihsan. And these are also words from the heart. And I conclude by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us all today in this blessed masjid, and in this day of Jumu'ah, and in this hour of Jumu'ah, and in this month of Ramadan, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather these thousands of people together in Jannah al-Firdaus with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma taqabbal siyamana wa salatana. Allahumma taqabbal ruku'ana wa sujudana. Allahumma taqabbal shahra Ramadan minna. Allahumma ati'na bin nazar ila wajhik. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adab an-nar. Allahumma ahdina wahdi بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأقم الصلاة.